Hello, everyone. Welcome back to This Week. My name is Victoria, and this is One Gay, Too Many Cases. Now, I promised all of you that this week would be light and fluffy, very cute, and I definitely think I delivered on this one. I found something that is extremely cute and definitely has a sweet factor. It is the cryptid that is known as the darling of cryptids, and it is the Fresno Nightcrawler. Now, I want to start off with the definition of cryptid for everyone to have a kind of a good idea of what it is. So it's an animal whose existence or survival to the present day is disputed or unsubstantiated, an animal of interest to a cryptozoologist. So basically, if you think about like Bigfoot or like the Jersey Devil and in a range of that, that's what a cryptid is. It's just something that people have seen but can't give any like evidence about it, or it has been undiscovered by actual scientists, have found it or studied it and have given a lot of information about it. That's basically what it is in a nutshell. So the Fresno Nightcrawler is a relatively newer one. The first sighting of it was in 2007 in southern Fresno, California, on a CCTV footage by a man who still remains anonymous but is only known as the name Jose in the paranormal community. Now, Jose put up this CCTV in front of his house, watching over his front yard and his driveway, because his dogs had kept barking in recent weeks. They had gone crazy at night, and he was wondering if it was an intruder coming around his house or there was a wild animal happening upon his property. But what he found instead could honestly be very scary, as he was the first one ever to see this. It was a very small white thing walking across his yard that did not look like a human, did not look like an animal, and had a very unknown origin. So Jose took this video to the police first to look for answers, but when they didn't give any, he in turn turned to the paranormal community. Now, this man was very, very scared of what he had found. He did not leave his house for 2 weeks, and it was very hard for people to get answers out of him of what he was seeing, of like what the footage, the context, as he didn't really want to do interviews. There was only two that he gave. He gave one facing away from the camera and one in a TV show that we'll talk about a little bit, but I feel really bad for him because like without knowing the fun, silly side of this fan base and the connotation that's around this creature now, I could see how it would be very scary. This is a creature that you don't know anything about that's walking across your yard at night, and he saw it by himself, so I understand why he was scared. He thought this thing would be coming back for him, which is kind of sad. He did die in a car accident not too long after, so he didn't get to see all the fun, loving side and maybe have his fears erased about it. So in the original footage that has actually been authenticated by the paranormal community, the thing is not very big. It's a stark white contrast to the black and white video. It has two clear legs and a clear head. It's not a clear head. You can see the indentations of where the head is coming up from the legs. It does not have any kind of like torso, neck, arms at all. It's just very much a leg, small indent, head. And a lot of people kind of see black eyes, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So it's walking across his yard in a very like floppy manner. So if you ever see a little kid that's wearing pants that are too big for them, you know how they like flick their legs out in front of them so the pants kind of like flop out in front of them? That's what it looks like when it's walking. It's very funny, to be honest, when I look at it and I'm not in the context of, oh, this thing is going to come get me, I don't know what it is, I can see that it's funny. I have the privilege of looking at it that it's funny. It does very much like a white pair of pajama pants and walking very slow, but like I said, I do sympathize with Jose that the fact that this could be scary when you're seeing this for the first time and there isn't anyone to erase your fears. Now, the first video did blow up in the community, and there were multiple videos that came out later, but most of them, people think that they are fake. The first one came out of Yosemite National Park. There is a shot of two of them walking along a path between the trees. There is a bigger one, and there is a smaller one, and it is theorized that this is a parent and a baby. And the other, and this one came out of Montana. Now, this one has a little more sinister context to it, just because I believe how it's shot and some of the reports that came out with it. If you're looking at the video and it's of a backyard, you hear something kind of grunt. Honestly, sounds like a baby animal grunting kind of, but you all of a sudden see this white thing shoot into the side of the shot. It's not in there very much. It's just kind of sitting there kind of for a split second and then shooting back out like it knew it got caught. But they are reporting reports, and trigger warning for this, I do mention blood. There is a report that there was a bloody deer found the next morning, but I'm really hesitant to believe that this creature had anything to do with it, just because it's only legs. Yes, we don't know anything about it. Yes, it could do something that we don't know, but honestly, it's only a pair of legs, and in my mind, the only thing it could do is strangle it. This is very graphic, I'm very sorry, but that's the only thing I could think about is it's strangling and there would be any blood. But you come to your own conclusion, you think about it, and I'd love to hear your theories about it on the post that I do later. The very common looks that a lot of people report, or the interpretations in fan art that is all over the internet, is that it's about 4 foot tall. It has 2 legs that makes up the entire body, like I said, a very visible head. And those black eyes that I mentioned are very much prevalent in the interpretations. So if you look up photos of this, they're super cute. They just look like almost like teeth walking, not with like the ridges that your tooth has. If you like smoothed it over into a dome and you had the roots of your teeth on there, they just look like roots of teeth with like black eyes in them. They're super, super cute. And overall, these things are just so sweet. They don't look very menacing, and they've gained a really big fan base of being cute. I know that from Hot Topic, there has a collection that I really, really want, by the way. There's a collection of cottagecore cryptids, and they're very much in them. I think they're carrying like a basket or something, and they're surrounded by flowers, but it doesn't have a menacing outlook like Jose thought it would, and people just accept this as a cute thing that walks around. Now, later on, after this video blew up and the other 2 videos grew in popularity, there was a TV show in the early 2000s called Fact or Faked, and there actually was an episode that was done on the Nightcrawlers. So they went to go interview Jose, and this was the first time someone saw his face. They show the video, and they start actually doing experiments to kind of recreate the video. So the first one they did is the very common theory that what happened is that it's a kid dressed up in all white and all white pants, and they do have the kid sitting in Jose's front yard trying to walk exactly like I described, like flopping their feet out in front of them and walking in a diagonal like the creature. But this one, honestly, and they obviously stated as well, it doesn't look like it. The next 2 that they do are also in line with other theories that they are puppets. The first one that they do is on a pulley system and with a little motor trying to move the legs for it. Now, granted, this thing does look a lot like it. I will say that, I will admit it, but it's just not the same. Something in the way that it moves and how it's moving across the yard and kind of swaying back and forth, it just doesn't look the same. It's very close, but it doesn't look the same. Next, they use a puppet on a string where one of their co-stars are walking it across, and at the end they edit him out in post. This one is the closest that they got in my opinion, but it's still swaying on that wire that they're using, and honestly the way that it moves is very similar but just not exactly the same. What makes me laugh about this episode is that they actually went out looking for it. They went out in a field trying to find this cryptid, and you know how you have those like ghost hunter shows, and the biggest person I can give you is Zach Bagans. Zach Bagans makes me cringe, makes me angry, makes me laugh all in one, just because of how dramatic and overplayed his stuff is, in my opinion. If you like Zach Bagans, that's all up to you. You can do whatever. But they are having camera problems where their camera is being drained of battery really quickly. They use this heat vision camera and they catch something on it. You can see like little legs moving. Now, that could be construed as something, yes, but honestly, I don't believe TV shows like that. I just don't. It feels very entertainment value over actually having something, because it is a TV show. It has to be entertaining for people to be continuing on air. And this TV show continued for a couple seasons. So do I trust this? No. Do I want to trust it? Maybe. They could have found something, yes, but it doesn't seem genuine because of that element of entertainment. I like watching those TV shows, but I don't trust them at all. I laugh at them because I need something to have fun with. But with all of this comes the theories over time. Now, there are a bunch of them, and a lot of them do make sense, but there is some that I can't stop laughing at, and I am so excited to share these with you. But theory number 1 is that it's an alien, that they're from a different planet and maybe be here to be finding themselves a new home. They found a very heavy wooded area with like Yosemite. Maybe they started in Fresno, kind of went up to Yosemite, kind of went to Montana because it is a less heavily populated place. There are more open fields, more open forest for them to live in. And they're just kind of living their best lives on our planet, just trying to be out of harm's way and just being themselves, which doesn't sound very menacing, to be honest with you. If they want to live here, they want to live here and just kind of leave them alone. If they came from a different planet being scared or something like that, just leave them alone. Just be, let them be themselves. Theory number two is that it's a crane. Now, I don't believe this one, but a lot of people do. And it's because grainy footage equals misidentification, that there could have been a white crane in his yard kind of walking across, and that it was a CCTV in the early 2000s, that it's not very good footage and it's not a very clear picture. And so the man thought that this crane, this white crane, could have been this creature. They do have some comparisons side by side, and I'll try to find one for you again. It doesn't look like this, in my opinion. There is very clearly a bird in one picture, and there is very clearly something we don't know what it is in one picture. So you just come to your own conclusions. I also kind of don't want to believe that it's a crane. I do like believing in all this stuff, but you come to your own conclusion, like I said. Theory number three is that it's a puppet. Now, like I said, this was tested in the shows and they got really, really close to it. So it could have been a really nice puppet that they used in the CCTV, but the show couldn't recreate it. They tried pajama pants on sticks, photo editing, video editing, and they did get really close, but it just was no cigar for me. And watching it back, I could see the similarities, but it wasn't exactly like it. And there are certain consistencies in all of the videos that have been produced. There are certain, like, how they walk, how they're moving, how fast they're moving, how big they are, and everything like that. They're kind of consistent in those videos. And while, yes, the last two are deemed as fakes in the community, there's just something about the puppet theory that doesn't look very convincing, honestly. Theory number four is this one. I can't imagine, but would be hilarious if it was, that it's an undiscovered realm of fungus. So it's like a big mushroom that's walking around, I guess. It's just a big mushroom. That's all it has. That's all I found, that it's just a big mushroom that somehow, I'm going to claim that it has a brain. I don't quote me on that. Don't come for me if it's proven otherwise later on. It's walking. It obviously has a direction and it's obviously controlling itself. So I'm going to say that it has a brain. I don't know how a fungus could grow a brain. It is a mushroom. It is a plant of some sort. So I would be very terrified if a mushroom grew a brain and came walking around for me. But I wouldn't at the same time. You know what I mean? It's just a mushroom. I don't know. But when it makes me laugh. It's just fun. I wanted to put in there for you. The fifth theory is that it's a pair of ghost pants. This is the most common, as a lot of people think someone died in them, and now that they are walking around, it doesn't have enough energy to have its full body manifest for you. So the pants are the only thing that you see. So if we think back to Phineas and Ferb, if you ever watched that show, and you, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a swimsuit that like walks around going 999. I think this is what that's based on, because it is like, it's a swimsuit. It's like a pair of clothing, and this is like, people think it's a pair of ghost pants. The pants theory is a very popular theory. That's basically what everyone bases it on. I've seen a lot of drawings of the pants, and it's just what it's known as. It's bigger than the aliens, and it's bigger than the puppet kind of thing, even though people like to choose that it's a puppet. So it definitely has its place in pop culture, and it has a lot of influences like Phineas and Ferb, which I think is pretty fun. So it's just a fun thing that people get to play with. And the ghost pants, I could see when a ghost is trying to come through to our world, it does take a lot of energy. So maybe, like, we have like footprints and stuff like that. So they could just have enough energy to show their pants, which, you know, if you got a nice pair of pants, you know, you just want to show them off. So you just project all your energy into those pants. So go ghost pants. Now, the last theory that I have for you is not a very common one. A lot of people don't think this is true. It's not very popular among natives. I did want to add it in just because. And if I do step over the line, please message me and I will edit this out. But this does have ties to native folklore, that they are very old aliens that have come from swamp planets, hence why they only have two legs and long legs at that, that they are supposed to come and help heal the connections between man and nature. Like I said, this is not a very popular thing and most don't believe that they are real, but I just wanted to add it in. It was some information that I found. So like I said, if it's not correct or it's not very relevant, please let me know and I will correct this. I will take it out for you. But this does tie into the first one, that they are aliens, but this one gives the aliens a purpose, that it's supposed to heal the connection between man and nature, which, yes, that would be really, really nice. I think that it has a very positive thing to it, and I wish that they would do that, because, you know, we don't have a lot of things going for us in our going green kind of thing right now. So aliens, if you want to help us, please do. Like, we invite you to. Most of us invite you to. But yeah. That's kind of all that I found about it. In one of the videos that I was watching, the question was constructed, what if it fell over and couldn't get back up? Now, I felt this was a little disrespectful just because, you know, we don't know how they work, but it's really funny in the fact that what if it's like a little bug that can't get up and is twirling its little legs in the air? Because, like, it's only legs. It doesn't have arms. So how is it going to get back up? Is it going to do, like, the one of those, like, kid moves where it just, like, you know how you're a kid and you're trying to, like, you have your hands behind your back and you're trying to get up? You just kind of, like, lean forward, put your legs and kind of press off of that. I'm not explaining this very well, but if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But that's kind of how I imagine they would get back up, or they would kind of flop backwards until they got to their front and push themselves up with their legs. But this question baffles me, and honestly, I'd love to hear your guys' opinion about it, because what if it did fall over? What if it was a little bug like that? That would be kind of sad, and I really hope there are other, like, night crawlers that are coming around to help it get it back up. So that's basically all I have for you this week. I'm really sorry that it's really short. This is quite a new one. There isn't much information about it, as it hasn't been seen, I believe, since 2010. So there isn't much we could research on it. There isn't much we could make assumptions on. But yeah, I wanted to keep it light, and I really hope I did that for you with this one. So enjoy. I will, like I said, throughout the entire thing, I will be posting pictures on One Gay Too Many Cases podcast Instagram page. Leave your comments and your ideas. Answer that last question for me. If it fell over, could it get back up? What are your insights about it? What are your theories of how it would? And what do you think these things are? Do you think they're the aliens? Do you think they're the cranes, puppets, undiscovered fungus, ghost pants, or just any other guesses that you have for me? I would love to hear them and hear your thoughts and theories. So yeah, go ahead and leave your comments below and enjoy. Just enjoy the pictures of them, because they're really, really cute. But yeah, please subscribe on Spotify, leave a rating if you'd like, maybe leave a review on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to, and make sure that you subscribe to the podcast as well, as that really helps me, helping everyone to get to a bigger platform. But yeah, go ahead and subscribe to this, go follow me on Instagram, and I really hope you have a nice day. Just stay safe out there, everybody. We do have some stuff running around. I will maybe do a episode on an Indiana cryptid, as that's where I'm based out of, and a lot of my followers do listen to it. So I will do something kind of based around here, maybe. But have a nice day, and I will see you next week. Bye, everybody.